Queensland has made a significant step forward in the race to create an international export market for hydrogen produced from renewables. Last week, Japan received the first delivery of so-called green hydrogen ever to be exported from Australia. This comes as Australia's chief scientist prepares to release a national hydrogen strategy in coming months. Cathy Van Extel has more.
When it comes to hydrogen production, there's a kaleidoscope of colours. In the debate around developing a hydrogen industry in Australia, the focus is on three colours: brown, blue and green. Professor Ian McKinnon from QUT's Institute for Future Environments explains the difference.
Brown, I guess, would be something that you might generate from the brown coal that we have a lot of in Victoria. Blue would be that might be generated from our gas fields, for example, the typical natural gas conversion to produce hydrogen. And green would be one that uses renewable energy, such as solar power or bio-type methods to generate hydrogen.
Green or clean hydrogen is produced through electrolysis, using electricity generated from renewable sources to produce zero emissions hydrogen by splitting water molecules into hydrogen and oxygen. Ian McKinnon is leading a green hydrogen project using solar. Based at the Queensland Government's Redlands Research Facility on Brisbane's Bayside, the $7.5 million project uses solar energy produced on site to extract hydrogen from treated seawater. The project began last September in partnership with JXTG, Japan's largest petroleum conglomerate. Last week, it was revealed that solar-produced hydrogen was successfully exported to Japan. Ian McKinnon says it's a significant step forward.
The reason for testing this concept to transport hydrogen by a highly hydrogenated chemical called methyl cyclohexane was to see if we could make it by solar methods, using solar power, and then transport that to Japan in anticipation of a long-term interest in exporting hydrogen to Japan.
How large was this shipment?
Oh, not a very large shipment. It was 5 litres of material, enough to drive a fuel cell vehicle for a couple of kilometres.
Do you see this then as a breakthrough?
Yes, it is. It's a significant technical breakthrough at this point.
The storage and transport of hydrogen remains one of the biggest challenges to realising its great potential. So this breakthrough has been celebrated by the Queensland Government. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk told Parliament last Thursday it's a major milestone in the state's push to develop a commercially viable hydrogen industry.
Because renewable hydrogen being successfully exported overseas is just the start of producing and exporting hydrogen at a commercial scale in the future. A new industry in Queensland, Mr. Speaker, means new jobs. Hydrogen has the potential to be Queensland's next LNG.
The Premier announced further funding of $250,000 for the establishment of a renewable hydrogen pilot plant at Redland. Ian McKinnon believes a scaled-up pilot project will be achieved within 18 months.
Well, the next step would be to take that process and scale it up to what might be seen as a pilot scale. At the moment, it's simply concept testing, but then to scale it to pilot scale, so perhaps making it at a kilowatt level capacity.
How far away do you think that is?
Well, that wouldn't be too far away. My guess is the company behind this is very active, and it would be perhaps we'd do a pilot scale trial in about a year to a year and a half.
News of the hydrogen delivery to Japan coincided with the closing of public submissions on the development of a technology-neutral national hydrogen strategy by the chief scientist at the request of COAG. It comes on the back of studies over the past couple of years pointing to the massive potential for an industry in Australia, including $10 billion in exports over 20 years and 16,000 new jobs. Richie Merzian is the Climate and Energy Program Director at the Australia Institute. He says commercial hydrogen exports are 5 to 10 years away.
This is a trial at a pretty small scale involving pretty small numbers, and it certainly wouldn't be close to commercial. I think that we're still looking at 5 to 10 years away where we could make that happen. That's just in terms of actually being able to produce it and put it into a form where we can ship it here. And there's still a large amount of infrastructure that needs to be built in the entire hydrogen process in terms of how we ship it and in terms of how it's received on the other end as well, and also building the facilities here to ship it in a commercial quantity. So, look, I think it's still some way off, but these are good steps.
Heading into the federal election, Labor's promised to spend $1.1 billion on developing Australia's hydrogen industry, while last month the federal government backed two green hydrogen projects, including turning Toyota's old factory in Victoria into a renewable energy hub. Richie Merzian says both sides of politics are starting to take the development of a hydrogen industry more seriously.
It seems like the ducks are lining up, where the Australian government is developing a national hydrogen strategy. They just requested submissions that were due last week, and that will then tease out into two separate strategies, one for exporting hydrogen and one for domestic use. So the Australian government's really starting to switch on, and we saw the Morrison government announce support for hydrogen, but theirs was technology agnostics, and then we saw the federal opposition announce $1 billion that they want to direct towards hydrogen through the Clean Energy Finance Corporation. So that will be for green hydrogen. So yes, the Australian government is starting to take this seriously, on both the opposition and the current government.
Ian McKinnon welcomes the political recognition of the potential of hydrogen. He says a national hydrogen strategy due later this year will allow clear thinking.
And it will allow our politicians to put policies in place that encourage this diversity of energy sources and energy use in the country, rather than a simple dependence on one or two types of energy.
And would you expect that this strategy will tackle green, blue and brown hydrogen?
I expect so, and that will depend a little bit on markets. Some markets will want green, some markets will want blue. Some already utilise blue hydrogen, as it were, because it's in the order of 95% of the current hydrogen produced. Some countries, like Japan, is particularly keen on making sure that their energy is sustainable.
In fact, Japan is aiming to become the world's first hydrogen-based society, using low-cost, zero-emission hydrogen produced from renewables or overseas fossil fuels in combination with carbon capture and storage. It'll showcase its progress next year at the Tokyo Olympics.
Cathy Van Exter with that report on developing a hydrogen industry in this country.